100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Monday.
Oh, it is Monday.
How are you feeling after your weekend? Because you had a lot of parties and events on, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I did. It was good, I have to say. Not so good when I couldn't make it out at one stage, but I'll talk to you about that later. Yeah, Ari was a bit tired.
Bit worse for wear.
Yeah. But, you know, I had a binge watch of Gossip Girl yesterday afternoon. I came home from my partner's and I just camped out on the couch.
Right.
Yeah.
And you've recovered?
I think so. Yeah. Nice. I had a little bit of a rehearsal, a bit of a sing last night.
Oh, that's
I felt
right.
Inspired.
That's right, because you've got your big audition coming up. How many, team on us, how many days to go?
Oh, I think it might be about 2.5 weeks.
Okay, so probably about 17 days.
Yeah, something like that.
All right, and counting.
I know, I'm a bit
scared.
You've
got to make every moment count. I recommend some rehearsals on the air.
Oh, no, I don't think the listeners need to hear that.
Oh.
No, they don't. Okay. Not unless I get the part. Then, then they can come and watch. You're donning a very nice scarf over there, Crevo.
Thanks. I thought, you know what? I'm just feeling a bit French this morning.
You look like Karl Lagerfeld, like the designer.
Well, I feel like Karl Lagerfeld. I'll say that much. No, it's just a bit cold out there, and I'm still battling a bit of a cough from when I had that flu like a week and a half ago.
So trying to keep the cockles warm.
Exactly. Mm. So I'm just Sorry,
the cockles.
My throat.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm trying to keep it warm. So I thought, why not wear this very stylish scarf? I'll look good, and it's functional.
It's functional.
What more
it
do you,
serves a purpose.
What more do you want in life than looking good and being functional?
Just for the job you want. You want to be a designer.
Hey, I've always dreamed of being a French designer in Paris, making beautiful clothing. And eating croissants and what's the other? Creme brulees.
Yeah.
But not eating them, just breaking the tops.
Oh, right.
Just for a little stress relief. So all of my dreams laid bare before you there, this is going to be one of those shows. So let's get right into it.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Was it you that was telling me on this show about the coffee Doritos?
It was, yeah. This is a story that broke not too long ago.
Yeah, so this is, they might be coming. So... Uh-oh. I've seen the packaging.
In real life?
Yes.
Where?
It said, just a servo or something. They're like, beat the 3 p.m. slump.
With caffeinated 100, chips. 100%
Australian corn chips.
Okay.
Coffee flavoured. I took a little photo.
Yeah.
Strength, bold. It says, coffee hit now available in triangles.
Okay, did you actually buy them?
No, I'm not. They don't sound delicious to me.
It makes no sense. So, okay,
correct.
A corn chip, it's all corn chip, and then the flavouring is coffee. Cheese?
I don't even want to try it. It doesn't sound appealing to me, but
no.
I thought Ari spoke about it. Snap a photo.
Yeah, right. I think, look, regardless of whether it's coffee flavoured or not, you're not going to find that much caffeine in it, surely.
You wouldn't have thought so.
No.
I mean, they do have, caffeine gum and stuff.
Yep.
But, and I know, caffeine's, they're trying to move caffeine into food. God, we need more of it.
Yeah.
But the chips, surely it's not that much caffeine. I don't know. They got 3 health star ratings, though, so you take that.
Not bad.
You got standard Doritos in front of you. Are they on a 3 as well?
I don't know. Hang on, let's have a look.
Let's have a look.
Live. 2.5 star health ratings.
Oh, so they're more healthy than normal ones.
Yeah, pretty much.
Maybe they're less... cheese and more coffee?
Yeah.
Maybe less salt.
That's fine. Also need less salt in my diet. But
certainly.
You know what? I'll just keep the two things separate. Thanks.
There we go.
Yeah. UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
Hey, now, for this next story, we need to move to the Democratic Republic of North Korea.
Ooh.
This is the North Korean patriotic music, if you Google it on YouTube.
It sounds like the start of Rocky mixed with Phantom of the Opera.
Something along those lines.
Powerful.
Yeah. So, well, that's one way to put it.
Yeah.
Now, the North Koreans, Kim Jong-un, led by him, have been sending these, like, trash-filled hot air balloons.
Oh, yes. This
over,
is a common thing.
Yeah, over the South to, you know, South Korea, the mortal enemies. And they fill them up with, like, just rubbish and bits of old trash that they've found, and then heaps and heaps of leaflets as well, like going, North Korea's better than South Korea, essentially.
Bit of propaganda.
Exactly. Now, they've been sending these for a while, and normally, not too much happens. South Korea's also sent things north. They often send leaflets, sometimes US $1 notes.
Oh.
And USB drives full of K-pop and Korean dramas. Just go, look, we got all this cool music and TV. Why don't you be more like us?
Mm.
Anyway, these ones have been going south with all the rubbish for ages.
Mm-hmm.
But lately, they've managed to land one directly inside the presidential compound in South Korea.
How have they done that?
Well, I don't know if they're using some sort of drone guidance system.
AI's all over it.
Yeah, or is it pure luck? But
I don't know.
Imagine that. You're the president of South Korea and you got these damn balloons. You wake up one morning and there's one right in your front garden next to your fountain and your letterbox.
You'd chuck a bit of a hissy fit, wouldn't you?
Surely.
Get off me, Lord!
Exactly. Somebody get out here and clean this thing up right now.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
So this is a bit of fun. Last week, those who attended a Kamala Harris rally in Detroit as the race for the White House continues over in the US to be president, two actual well-known faces as well as voices made an appearance in order to show their support for Kamala's campaign, right? So both rapper Eminem and former President Barack Obama got up on stage to speak.
Wow.
However, Obama, the man himself, a known music lover as well, then recited at least several lines from Eminem's song Lose Yourself.
Now I notice my palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. Vomit on my sweater already. Mom's spaghetti. I'm nervous, but on the surface I look calm and ready to drop bombs, but I keep on forgetting.
So, obviously, he is reciting that song. He loves that song, clearly. And, obviously, Eminem was up on stage before him just chatting away and giving a speech. But the thing is, I know we're an audio medium, but if you get a chance, go and look at the video because he's like bouncing up and down a little bit, like he's getting really into the words that he's reciting.
Well, you can hear the crowd losing their small minds.
Oh, yeah.
And also, I guess that's so interesting in itself that Eminem was at that event.
Yeah.
He just spoke and then Obama rapped.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
They switched roles. Oh, I just think it's amazing. I think Kamala Harris should be proud of the fact that she's got all these damn celebrities and amazing influential people in her rallies.
Yeah. Now, the big question of then becomes, can she do it?
I don't know. She's got all the backing behind her, just about.
A lot of backing behind her, but also it's still neck and neck in that popular vote.
Yeah, still up to the people.
Exactly right when it comes down to it. Interesting times are ahead, that's for sure.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
So on Friday, on your What's On Guide to the Weekend, you mentioned Mayfield Day.
Yeah.
Now, that was on Saturday.
Okay.
Of course, I had to go.
Great.
Living in Mayfield.
Yep.
Went along. It was brilliant. They had music, little, you know, stalls and stuff.
Nice.
Got some food for lunch.
It was beautiful weather too.
Oh, my God. It was stunning. Mm. Had, of course, they had like a few classics, you know, chip on a stick. And
oh, yes.
Newey Burger Co. had a van there as well.
Good.
Represent. I got this like African food, a jollofy rice, which was delicious.
Oh, my God. That sounds great.
Very spicy and good.
Ooh.
And like every, you know, market event ever in history, like since the start of time, they had gosselmet. And, of course, they had to get gosselmet. It was great. You know what? If you get gosselmet, you don't go wrong.
No, that's right.
You have to wait 10 minutes, but you won't go wrong.
Oh, it's a bit of a staple.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, great food there, great vibes. they should have those in each little suburb, I reckon.
Yeah, a specific suburb day.
Yeah, why not?
To the beautiful area.
Exactly. You get all your music. Gosler May stands are doing bunta.
Ooh,
you
know,
it's just a good time.
Doing bunta.
Well, it's they'll be doing a lot of sales, right? If you've got one for every suburb. Oh, it's Charlestown Day. Mm. Oh, it's, you know, Mayfield West Day.
Mm.
Waratah Day. What? Well, Cameron Park Day.
Yeah, a bit of history behind, you know, how it all came about, maybe. You
exactly.
know, some volunteers get out there. You know, if we have one in Cameron Park,
that's what
we
I mean.
Have like a Harris?
Harrigan's? Harrigan's
could represent? Harris Farm. No, Harrigan's, yeah. They can have like their own little stall.
Yeah, why
like,
not?
Have little tidbits to hand out. Yeah, it'd be great.
They need one for each suburb. I'm advocating for it.
Okay.
That's my 2 cents for the morning.
Councils, listen up.
UFM. The Novos.
Now we're going to talk about a story that broke, I think on Friday it was. It got us in a bit of a questioning mode.
Sure.
So, dogs and crocs. Put them dogs are keeping their paws in, apparently. So, much loved for their easy comfort and unique styling. Obviously, Crocs have taken over the world. I don't wear them particularly, neither do you, Creepo.
No.
But we have people in our lives who do.
Sure. I think my dad wears Crocs sometimes.
Interesting. Well, we've had a couple of co-hosts on this show that have worn Crocs
along
in the past.
The journeys, I love them as well.
Well, now the brand has released a limited edition version of pet Crocs. Basically, just shoes for your dog. They're actually quite cute. They do look like Crocs, only very tiny, tiny versions for their little paws.
Now, my question is as well, as soon as you get the dogs wearing the Crocs, are they going to want to, like, leave home and become a chef? Because it seems like all chefs love wearing Crocs.
They do, don't they? Well, they come in two different colours, dragon fruit, which is like a pink, and then a green slime. The booties come in a couple of sizes. They've got small, medium and large. I've gone onto their website and done a deep dive. There's only mediums left, so they are selling out
left,
right and centre. They will, though, set you back $75 for your pooch.
Excuse me? Yeah. That is just an absolute no. $75 for dog Crocs? What, even human Crocs that much?
They're probably more than that. But only just, probably just.
Oh, that's too much.
They can be fitted with an adjustable Velcro strap as well, so it's easy to get them on and off. But their little toe beans don't really need to be covered, do they?
No,
made for that.
It's an absolute no from me. It's $75. There's one born every minute.
Well, look, they also have released matching sets for the owners. So you can literally don your own croc next to your little pooch and you can look the same.
I think that is a bit of loser behaviour, to be honest.
UFM. The Novos.
It's coming into that time of year now, obviously nearing the end of the year, and school is starting to wrap up for a lot of students of the older variety.
Sure.
Which also means that mark-up day is well and truly in full swing and also coming up as well, depending on what school you go to, what time of the year, whatnot. Well, apparently, some Australian Year 12 students planned a muck-up day the other week. So a group of students from a Melbourne school, so it's an all-girls school as well, dressed up as the viral Ronald McDonald character and went and did, like, a little takeover of a Macca's store near them.
See, you know what? This is quite clever, first of all, because you're not hurting anyone.
No. It was actually filmed. It was
I was going to say, you'll go viral on TikTok.
Yes, I have, yep.
Because there's a whole bunch of Ronald McDonald's in, and Ronald McDonald's has sort of got, he sort of got cancelled when the whole clowns got weird. I don't know, do you remember
Stephen King's ear?
No, yeah, there was that and, like, people doing all these, like, weird clown in the night videos and stuff.
Oh, yes, yeah, I remember this.
It's like 5-6 years ago, I don't remember. Anyway, it's sort of Ronald McDonald, they went, oh, you're having a break, mate. They put him on the bench and got Grimace up, right?
Yeah, basically.
So it's quite clever. I like this.
Well, during the shenanigans, students shared a couple of moments of footage in the red and yellow stampede and whatnot on TikTok. Basically how it came about, the two school captains of the school went, you know what, let's do a dress up for muck up day. They gave their cohort a few options. Everyone wanted to be Ronald McDonald,
which is so funny.
They didn't plan, technically, this is alleged, to go to a Macca's and kind of ray them. But they all turned up there. They were just jumping around, not hurting anyone, not
harmless,
doing anything bad.
Very cool.
It shocked all the staff members and
of
whatnot
course.
But my god, they were having a good time.
Question, what was your muck-up day like?
Our muck-up day was tame-ish. We all just kind of dressed as just random characters. I think my group and I, we just went as like a Hawaiian theme. So we had like Hawaii shirts, like shorts, whatever. So real tropical. Others like dressed up as actual characters. But I think we, what was it, cling wrapped some people to poles. We you know, sat on the teachers' cars, like, you know.
A few things, but nothing too. That's what you want. A few like things.
Silly string.
Very naughty at the time, but actually not such a big deal.
Harmless.
Yeah.
Except some of that cling wrapping went a little bit awry.
Oh, too far, did it?
Yeah.
A little bit too far every time with you.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
There's so many cool murals around our town.
Yeah.
All over the place. The one I've just been brought to my attention that I've not seen before is on Florence Street in Newcastle West. I think it's relatively new. It depicts, like, people sitting on a bus.
Oh, I think I've briefly seen this online.
Yeah, so they're sort of sitting there in different, like...
positions?
Yeah, well, sort of like modes of thought. Is how I describe it.
Okay.
Very, very cool. And it's part of the Big Picture Wall Art Weekend that was a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
And you can, if you do a little Google on that, you can see where all the different ones are around our town. It's a great little sort of, you know, self-drive tour you can do and check out all the different wall art, like big murals around our city.
Oh, like you say, we do have quite a few really good ones. I think the most colourful one that I've seen was actually on Saturday when I was driving to my partner's place. So, you know, obviously the main road down in Maitland. Mayfield.
Yeah,
sorry.
Sure.
And then I think it's to the right of me. I saw like this beautiful, like colourful face and like it was just amazing on just one of the normal corner shop buildings. And it was just incredible to watch.
Yeah, there's so many worth checking out. Mm. And, you know, if you want to like a free activity, that's a great one to do for the weekend.
Mural hunting.
Exactly. You can jump, you just Google Big Picture Newcastle, the Big Picture Newcastle, and you can get a map that shows you all the best ones around. Grab some snacks, a little bit of road, like music for the road.
Yeah.
And just enjoy a bit of art around town for free.
Yeah, take your friends as well. Oh my gosh.
Why not? Bit of fun for your weekend.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
For the past couple of weeks at the Mayfield Cottage.
Oh, yes.
Cremo's house. Mm-hmm. Has been haunted of an evening.
Do I want to know the story?
No, it's not like that scary. Oh. It's not that kind of scary. When I say that haunted, I mean by the sounds of squeaky bed.
Spooky.
Not spooky. Whenever one of us, myself or my wife, rolls over.
Yeah.
Or like moves or whatever, we get some of this sort of gear.
Oh, squeaky bed.
Squeaky bed has been an absolute bane of our existence. The bed's only like a year old.
It shouldn't be squeaky.
It should not be squeaky. So, Mr. Fix-It here, aka Crevo, I thought I'll be able to sort this out. So, I got out like, of course, you got to go and get a few boxes of tools out the shed. Mm-hmm. Got like the wrenches out and a socket set. I thought, okay, if I get all of the bolts in the bed completely tight, then there can't be any squeaking because no movement. This is my theory behind it, right?
It's a good theory.
Well, and the other thing is, in my mind, it sounded like a metal on metal sound.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it's bolt into bolt hole.
Okay.
Right? And that is what's causing it.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, so I went around to every single bolt in the bed, tightened it as much as I could without, like, breaking it, basically. Yeah. Just maximum tightness.
Yeah.
Get into bed, roll over, and...
No!
Squeaky bed remains, maybe, like, 5% less. Like, hardly any improvement.
Right.
Anyway, a few more nights of us, like, rolling over, and the squeak is loud enough that it's been waking up the baby. So then the baby's gone.
Oh, my God.
And then Emmy's blowing up, of course, my wife Emmy. Because, you know, the baby's been woken up and necessarily all I've done is rolled over, which you should be able to do in your own bed, right?
Freely.
Exactly.
Free of movement.
Anyway, about 10 o'clock on Saturday night, we're in bed and Emmy says, I think I know how to fix it.
She's done a Google, has she? Research?
Well, no, she just had this idea popped into her head.
An epiphany.
And I went, oh, yeah. Look, at this point, I'm open to anything.
Yeah, right? Sure.
I just want the bed to be quiet.
Bloody hell.
She said, I think we just need to move some of the wooden slats.
Oh, yeah, slats. Okay.
Yeah, that's across the bed. And I went, nah, it's metal on metal. But I said, you know what? I'm willing to try anything.
Mm.
In my mind, this is what I was saying. There is no way that this is going to work. But
I mean, tried, man.
But get out of bed and just participate in whatever harebrained scheme Emmy has.
All right.
Just participate. Support. Exactly what she, exactly right.
Yeah,
support,
yeah.
Right? So I get up and she goes, see this slat here, like one wooden slat?
Yeah.
It's like, I'll move this end, you move that end, we're going to move it across this way together.
Sure, okay.
Like slightly move the mat, lift the mattress a little bit and yep. move it across. I swear to God, there's like 5% squeak left. It's like almost 100% fixed.
What?
She has solved it. I spent like a good part of an hour like tightening things, you know, doing the full Bob the Builder. And she moves one bit of wood and it's completely solved.
Oh, my God.
Secret bed fixing genius.
Your wife.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
This is super, super cool. I found an article on the Newcastle Herald. It's taken me to like the viewproperty.com site. Anyway, so some new statistics have come out talking about our region, talking about the suburbs where homeowners don't want to leave. So basically...
Oh, okay. Yeah, they buy and then stay forever.
Yeah, basically. And how they just don't want to leave because it's they love where they live. So Arcadia Vale has come up as the... most place that homeowners don't want to leave.
Nice part of the world, I understand.
Median hold period of properties sold over the years. Arcadia Vale, 19.1 years. People are staying there.
That is, like, because that is median, mm-hmm. so that means there's people there staying a lot longer.
Yes. Now, when I've gone down this list of homeowners, so, like, house owners, Holmesville, which is where I grew up, is the fifth on the list. Of places
amazing
that
part
people
of the world.
Stayed the longest.
That's
yes.
what people just, they find where they like,
yep.
and they're like, not leaving. I'm at, that's me for Mayfield.
Well.
I'm at almost 9 years.
How about this? There's a further breakdown. Suburbs where homeowners don't want to leave, but in units.
Oh, okay,
so
yeah, yeah.
So units, apartments, whatever. Mayfield is third.
Yeah.
At 9 years.
Zero surprises there. Oh, I'm right in the middle.
New Lambton and Toronto was the top at 10 years or 10.4. Yeah, so there you go. Top three for units is Mayfield.
Yeah, that's it because it's got such a good vibe there.
It
such
does.
Atmosphere is number one. You know, all the coffee shops and cafes and everything that's going on.
So easy to get fun, other places.
Yeah, exactly.
Too.
The fun characters you see in the streets.
Well, that's true.
They're my favourites, honestly.
Well, there you go. Charlestown was also in, I think, the top 10.
Oh, no surprises. They're so central.
Yeah,
you know,
Palmetto, everyone, Swansea. Great.
God, good stuff. Yeah, you know what that means to me when I hear all that?
What?
So many good places around our region, people just stay there. They
and
just
they
go,
should.
How good's this? Why would we leave?
You create a life there and you're comfortable. That's the biggest thing for me. As long as you're happy and comfortable with where you live, you don't want to leave.
Exactly right. Beautiful story,
yeah.
Ari. Beautiful local story. New
yeah.
FM.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
We're coming to the end of the year, which also means Christmas time is quickly coming up, I want to say.
Oh, my God. We're almost into November.
It's been a really quick flowing year, I'll say that. But one of the things that I'm doing at the moment in order to prepare for that is to clear out a lot of stuff, clear out some
nice.
Clutter that I've got in the wardrobes or I guess try and find unique things to be able to gift other people this Christmas. Because, look, you know, at the moment I think everyone's on a bit of a budget, you
sure.
know, to spend. But also I have some things that I've been given in the past that I've never opened because I either A, didn't like it, or B, never really had a use for it.
Okay.
So at the
time
moment...
Time to open it up.
Yeah, that's it. So I was like, you know what? I could probably get away with re-gifting these gifts or selling them, getting some cash to buy another gift.
Oh, Ari, you're walking down a dangerous path.
It's not, though, because, look, I've sold a couple of things recently. I'm just in on... No. There's like a candle holder that I'm also going to sell as well on Marketplace.
Who gave you
the
that?
Good Habitat one. Not going to say. they're no longer in my life and that's fine. But I have no use for a candle holder. I don't use candles. And it's one of those really like good like quality ones. I've never opened it. So I'm like, you know what? I could sell this for at least $30, get some extra cash in my wallet, and I can go and spend that cash to buy a decent present for a loved one.
God, you're so transactionary.
I am.
It's so bad.
No, it's not.
Yes,
I think it's smart. It's thrifty.
You can't. If somebody spends the time and effort to carefully select a gift that is perfect for you, and then you just don't even open, can't even bother to open it, and then just sell it.
Hang on.
How bad is that?
Hang on. No. This is where I'm coming from. They actually didn't know me because I don't use candles. So I'm not going to use a bloody wooden candle holder.
How do you know if you've never tried them then? How good they are?
Because I don't have candles. Like, you obviously
you
didn't know me well enough. Look, no, seriously, you didn't get me the right gift, so why would I want it? So I'm going to sell that so I can get some money to buy someone else something. No. I think that that is fair. And this is what I want to do. 4967-4105. Is it right or wrong to sell a gift?
I say if somebody's taking the time and energy to buy you something personal, you can't just go and sell it the very next moment to cash yourself up.
Well, to be
fair. Go buy ice creams and treats or whatever you want.
This was like nearly a year ago, so I think I can actually sell it and get
away with it. You
reckon
it's like a statute of limitations?
Yeah.
You can't get... No. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is the debate we're entering into here. Is it right or wrong selling your old gifts? Mm. I say it's a no. It's an absolute no. Ari, you think it's fine?
Yeah, be thrifty.
All right. Well, this is the debate on 4967-4105. In Cessnock, Virginia, right or wrong reselling gifts?
It works on both sides. If a person that doesn't like you and they give you a gift you don't get rid of it. But if it's a person that you know and that they put a lot of thought and they care about you, you keep it.
Okay, well, we can't have fence sitters here. I will buzz you out. Don't tempt me. I need you to pick a side finally. Which is it?
Keep the gift.
Keep it? Okay, excellent. I will take that. Right. That's one to me, although it was a pretty close call there.
All right, let's head to Trish in Rutherford. Good morning, Trish. Is it right or wrong to sell gifts?
No, you've got to keep them. I'm with Kriva on this one. Sorry.
I knew you would be on that side, Trish.
Let's see if we can make it a clean sweep, shall we?
Come on. Hillary in Raymond Terrace, are you on my side?
I certainly am.
Sell the gift?
Yeah, sell it or give it to someone else when you have a party coming up or someone else needs a gift.
Fair enough. I see. Hillary is smart. Yeah. I get it.
Okay, all right. So at the end of it, though, it was a close tie, but really, would we call it a 2-1 situation?
No.
I certainly would.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So you know how there's been this long-standing, like, folklore, I guess, around often that the... like ice cream machines at McDonald's don't work or not working when you turn up.
Yes.
Yeah, or Slurpee machines is the other one. You ask for one and it's not working, right?
The frappe function's down.
That's right.
Oh, my God, I had that the other day.
Very frustrating. Yeah. And you go, because you psych yourself up for a drive-through.
Oh, you're ready for it. You're just like, I'm going to get myself a sweet chocolate treat.
That's right. You've planned it. You've driven there. You turn up. Oh, that's not working. Very frustrating.
You got your chunky change in your hand going, boo.
Exactly. Yes. It's worth nothing now. Yeah. What do? My life is over. Anyway, the reason that a lot of the time they can't, like, get this sorted is because for a long time they haven't been able to fix them themselves, even if they might know what's wrong.
Right, yeah.
So it
could
be just, like, some small function needs cleaning or something.
Mm.
They have to get, like, a specialist in to sort it out. So they're trying to change it now, so that they can legally fix all their own, like, broken machines in store.
Yeah, right.
So that there should be less of this going... like, if you know that just needs one bit cleaned out and it will work again, you don't have to wait for the official repairer. You'll be able to just sort it out yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Which means a lot less broken machines in store.
Mm.
Happy days. I can't wait to go and get my, you know, frappe or whatever.
No, I just want a frappe.
So do I.
That's the one thing. I'm literally sitting here, like, just idolizing it in my head.
If anyone is on the way in, it's going to roll through the Sandgate bunker, drop one off, Ari would be very happy.
I just want a chocky frappe. I don't care what size it is. I'll take it all.
It's a Monday. It's a Monday.
New FM. The Novos.
I want to talk about insurance. Now, I know that sounds like a bloody boring topic, but, yeah, it is. But you know what? I make it fun because...
Okay.
Car insurance time, like comprehensive, green slip, your registration. Look at me acting like I know what I'm talking about.
Such an adult over
here.
So
funny. I hate being an adult. Anyway, so it's around that time for me to start doing all that gear, okay? Life admin. And it is a bit stressful sometimes, I want to say. But thing is, you have to get quotes online, okay? Get the best quote for you that's going to round out to be the cheapest deal that you can save a bit of cash where
sure.
you can.
If you stay loyal, mm-hmm. you get smashed on the price. They keep increasing it every year mm-hmm. by way too much.
Yeah, so at the moment, I'm still shopping around for one of my insurances, and I did a quote online, and one of the quote people from, like, Compare the Market, like, called me from, okay. like, Budget Direct or whatever it was. I forget what the name was. And they called me. They're just like, hey, we saw that you got a quote from us. Can we be of assistance to you? And I thought, you know what? Yeah, let's talk it out.
Yeah, see what price they can give me.
Yeah. So
that's the assistance.
Yeah. And look, this guy was really nice. Like, he got straight to the point, whatever. Now, I want your opinion, Crevo, on whether or not I'm just being bamboozled here with, like, how nice this salesman was, or is it just him being genuine because he gave me a compliment?
All right. Well, let's hear how it played out, and I'll be the judge. Judge Crevo is in attendance.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. So, I was saying to him, you know, okay, like, I haven't had an accident in the past however many years, you know, I haven't been done for any DUIs, I haven't done, like, whatever. And he goes, okay, are you the only person driving your car, blah, blah, blah. So ask me all the nitty-gritty questions. And I kept saying, no, I'm all clear for this, I'm all clear for that. And by the end of the little questionnaire, he goes, oh, you know what? Wow. And I said, what's wrong? And he goes, you are probably one of the safest drivers that I've ever heard of.
Oh,
well done to you.
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry he says that every time.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Surely he's not going to say that if he said, oh, yeah, I had an accident where I was at fault 12 months ago.
And you go, well, you've only had one accident. You're a very safe driver, though, overall.
So you think he kind of customises it depending on...
Absolutely. Every time no one's had an accident, you go, oh, my God, you're the safest driver. So impressive.
Anyway, so he's like, oh, you're very responsible. I like this. This is great. I'm going to be able to save you some money here. I'm like, okay, all right. That's great to hear.
Oh, he has you tricked. This is unreal. So do you want to say the company or you don't want to? That's fine.
No, I won't say the company.
Okay.
Yeah.
Every time someone calls up and they're no accident, which is probably half or something.
Maybe.
They go, this is the safest driver I've ever met. You're amazing. And it's worked because you are considering it, aren't you? Even though, are you thinking about taking the offer?
Hey, it was a pretty good deal. I'm still shopping around, though. But if someone can be nicer to me and give me a better price, I'm going to go with them. So I'm not really loyal at the end of the day.
The nicer part is what will get you, though. If they were, if the prices were the same, we're just a few dollars out, would the nicer one win?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a bit of a sucker for a compliment.
Salesperson knows what they're doing is what it is.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
How about this for an amazing opportunity? Mm-hmm. On the 27th, I think it... Hang on, let me double check these dates because I keep... No, I'm messing up. 23rd and 24th of November.
Yep.
Saturday, Sunday. It's a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
There are $100,000 in tagged fish ready to be caught with Let's Fish Lake Mac.
Whoa, that's a big amount of money.
Yeah, it is. There's four fish, each with a $25,000 tag of them. They're swimming around the lake. They're going to be swimming around the lake.
Right.
If you catch them on that weekend and you're registered and all that, that cash can be yours, cash money.
Wow.
This is incredible, right? Plus, there's 34 grand in prizes from, like, your Abu Garcia and Mako and BCF and stuff as well, like your fishing brands.
Mm.
This is an amazing opportunity. You go out there. You got to say what day you're going to do it, the Saturday or the Sunday, 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you catch one of those fish, 25 grand in the pocket.
So you're out all day for just only one day? You can't do the both, or?
I believe so. Yeah, you got to pick one day, it says, which is
incredible. Makes it more fair.
Well, that's right. Choose when on the weekend, it says here. Choose when you want to do it with your friends and family. Take them out. Enjoy the fun. Are you much of a fisher person?
I've never fished in my life. Look, it looks too boring, and I think I would be one of those people who, like, tries to reel it in or whatever you want, or cast or whatever, and, like, gets the hook stuck on their clothes or whatever, and yanks themselves into the water, you know, from, like, the cartoons and whatever. That would be me in real
life. You've never done fishing ever in your life?
It looks like the biggest snooze fest. I'd rather play chess.
What about for 25 grand, though?
Yes, I would. But I need
suddenly
to learn
you're
how
into
to
fishing.
Fish. I need a boat. I need to learn how to fish.
Yeah, well, small details.
Yeah.
This is an extraordinary opportunity right in our own backyard, though, to be able to win that kind of money just by catching a fish.
That's pretty good.
I'm not really great at fishing, though.
Have you tried it?
Yeah, I've done it a few times. I've caught a few fish along the journey.
You're a fisherman then?
Probably. I'm better though at like setting things up, you know, getting the hook out, baiting it up. I'm probably the best at baiting.
Okay.
Master of baiting, a master baiter, if you will. But fishing itself, not that good. So even if I go out there on the weekends, you're probably in a good chance to get the money because I don't think I'm going to be catching the winning fish.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
So the Army has been having some trouble recruiting Gen Zers.
Oh, this is interesting.
So, up until now, they've had enough recruits, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They go, here, have some free education or whatever, and people join up.
Fantastic.
It's a good job, whatever.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
There's a lot of enlisted people and opportunity in our region. But last year, there was a lot of, a decline in Gen Zers signing up. So, they said, let's do an investigation into what's happening. Why are people around our region not signing up?
Mm.
Gen Zers apparently want better Wi-Fi and an ensuite bathroom in their barracks. I can tell you right now, you do not understand the Army. That is not what it's about.
No, they just want better Wi-Fi so they can play their games.
I guess, or, you know, TikTok about where they're...
Oh, yeah, that too.
Probably not ideal. You don't want to show your location by watching TikTok videos when you're in the Army.
You also don't want to be too distracted in life, okay? If you're in the Army, you've got to have your focus, your blinders
on. Your wits about you.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's it.
Being distracted about what somebody's just posted is less than ideal. If those are the people that are not signing up, I say that's a win for Australia.
You know what? Yeah, because we need better, you know, troops.
We need people that are not distracted by videos.
That's
exactly right.
UFM. The Novos.
Over the weekend, I had a little bit of a night out, I would say. So it was my boyfriend Will's birthday. Happy birthday, babe, by the way.
That was on
Saturday. I think he had a good time. He seemed to be quite happy, so that's excellent.
That is the main thing.
The only thing was, so Saturday was not only his birthday, but also a Halloween party. Obviously, it's Halloween time, Halloween season. Everyone's dressing up and doing all the things, which is fantastic. First one that I was ever meant to go to. So let me run you through the disaster that was the Saturday. It wasn't what it was meant to be.
Because you had a lot of expectations and excitement around this last week.
Yeah, sure.
You were talking about it both on the air and behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So what went wrong at Ari's Halloween party?
So on the Saturday, let me just run you through my day. So first and foremost, had a big sleep in I wasn't meant to have on the Saturday morning. Now, Saturday mornings are reserved for our housework day. My father, my mother and I, we all
join in and
just do a massive spring clean of the house every damn Saturday
so
morning.
So you've overslept running late.
Yeah. So which made me feel guilty. Okay.
Wrong number one.
I literally ran out of my room, ran into mum. She's like, Ari, what's wrong? And I'm like, I slept in. I haven't done the housework. Like, I felt so guilty. She's like, you need to calm down. Everything is fine.
There you go.
Anyway, so
your
thanks,
mum being cool.
Yeah. Anyway, later on that day, so I had a few bits and bobs to do, but the main thing that I had to do was still make Will's present. So I was like doing something kind.
This has been an ongoing saga.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I was meant to make him like a little stuffed shark because it's a nostalgia thing. It was based off of a memory of him and I and whatever, our trip down to Sydney. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But so I had to cut out like the shape of the shark, and it's the first time making it. So and I had to stuff the shark. Everything. It's like a little plushie.
You left it till the last minute, though.
I haven't had time. Anyway, so I was like, no, I'm reserving time on Saturday to do it. 2 hours later, I'm like, oh, yes, I've sewed up the shark. It's looking good. It looks good. So I'm like taking all the pins out. Right. All I have to do is turn it inside out and stuff it.
Yep.
It looked like a dilapidated, sad sock puppet. Like, it was terrible. And I'm like, Mom, I've stuffed it up. She's like, what have you done? So I turned the body inside out, but then the fins were still in the body.
And then
the tail just couldn't sit right. So I'm like, great.
What a nightmare.
So Will didn't end up getting his present.
So present still, like, at home to be fixed?
It is pending, yes. I'm going to remake it because I've just stuffed it completely.
How long have you been thinking about this gift as well and you left it till the last day?
2 months.
That is ridiculous.
I, t- Oh, my God. I've had a shocker.
So Ari's manic Saturday continues.
It continues. Now we're moving into the fact of I was meant to get to Will and Billy's place at a certain time. Will's still at work, so that was fine. He didn't know what time I got there. That's fine. But Billy was expecting me at around, like, 1 o'clock. Didn't get there till, like, nearly 3.
Oh, my God.
So I was late because I was too hectic about this damn present.
Late and then you didn't stuff the shark right. And then you're late. To be, you know, helping out set up the party.
So anyway, and then I eventually, like, went upstairs after, like, hanging out with Billy for a while. And then I was doing my makeup because I was going as a Joker.
That's it, right, Halloween really party.
Look, the makeup was the best bit.
So I saw the photos on your Instagram.
Yes.
They actually looked amazing.
Thank you. I had a lot of fun with that. I was like, oh, should I go as this every day? This is really fun. Anyway, and then Will came home in a flap. He's like, okay, just finished work. I'm going to have a shower. I'm going to get ready for the party. Because we were having people over the house, before, like pre-drinks, before we went out to this Halloween party at Argyle. So Will changed his mind again on the costume last minute. He was stressed.
Oh, God. So you got a stressed out boyfriend and you're in your full Joker makeup.
Yep.
That doesn't look
make
good.
Him laugh. Anyway, so then we get round to everyone coming over. That was fine. Like, everyone started rolling in. Heaps of people that came over that night, by the way. So there was, like, a big group of us all socialising, having fun. We're, like, chatting and drinking for, like, 6 hours.
Okay.
This is a long social. I'm like, gosh, we better get ready to go out soon.
Pre-drinks is stretching on.
It is stretching on. So it gets to about, 10 o'clock.
Okay.
We were, like, I think it was just before that, maybe 20 minutes before 10 o'clock, whatever. So I'm like, you know what, I'll go upstairs, I'll refresh, freshen up and whatever before
and
we
we'll go
out.
Yeah.
So I went up to my partner's room, put more deodorant on, whatever. Just sat down for 5 minutes just to sit on my phone. And then I ended up passing out. I was, like, pretty much dead to the world asleep. Will comes up, checks on me, and he's like, babe, are you okay? I'm like, I'm so out of it. Like, I could not get up. I tried to get up. He tried to help me. He's like, you can't come out. You are so tired.
So this big psych up of your first ever Halloween party.
And I didn't even go.
He didn't even get to go.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Well, all I can say is better luck next time.
I hope your weekend was better than mine.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
We are pretty much done for today.
Oh.
Enjoy this beautiful weather out there. It's supposed to be like that all week. So we are talking beach weather.
Mm.
We're talking enjoying coffees out and about around our town.
Winter is gone.
That's right.
Although Crevo is wearing a scarf in studio. I have to tell people. It's so funny.
Well, it's very cold in here and I was a little bit sort of like throaty.
Mm.
So I thought, you know what, if I put a scarf on, A, I'll be stylish and B, my throat won't sort of, I won't cough or whatever during the show. So it's not going to annoy everyone. Right. It's a win-win, really. Everyone wins.
I think you should wear it every day.
Well, maybe I will. I'll think about it.
Okay.
We need to award a prize before we go. And today the prize is awesome. $100 to spend at Endeavour Restaurant East Maitland. The food there is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, make sure you check them out if you haven't before. Endeavour Restaurant East Maitland. Have a look at their menu online. It's awesome.
Yes, and we're going to give this voucher away to Hillary in Raymond Terrace this morning. For getting involved in the show about if it's okay, right or wrong, to sell gifts. And she said, why not?
Get in it. Team
and I think
Ari.
The same. Yeah,
there we go.
Good on you, Hillary.
See if you think there's any kind of correlation between the prize winner and the opinion.
Well, I mean, maybe. Now, don't forget, we do have more of these $100 vouchers for Endeavour Restaurant throughout the week, so make sure you're listening to the show in the morning.
Yeah, just get involved. Just for getting on air, it could be all yours.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great day, everyone. As I said, enjoy this stunning Newcastle weather.
Yes.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Catch up.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.